Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. From Blood and Ash, the first book in Jennifer L. Armentrout's best-selling fantasy series, invites readers into a riveting world of passion, duty, and ancient secrets. Set in a society teetering on the edge of revolution, the novel follows Poppy, a young woman fated for a destiny she never chose. The maiden, who must be veiled and untouched, isolated for her kingdom's future. Her role is as much a prison as it is a privilege, and the pressures she faces mount as unrest grows along with her own longing for a life of meaning and connection. Armentrout masterfully weaves together romance, intrigue, and high stakes, nurturing a lush backdrop of political upheaval, forbidden love, and supernatural mystery. As Poppy's story unfolds, readers are confronted with complex questions of freedom, power, and the true cost of sacrifice, all while navigating a plot brimming with action, suspense, and steamy relationships. From Blood and Ash has enchanted a massive audience for its immersive world-building, dynamic characters, and provocative twists, setting the stage for an addictive saga where attractions are deadly and secrets can shape destinies. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the role and burden of the maiden. The concept of the maiden is central to both Poppy's character and the overarching plot. The maiden is revered and protected, destined for ascension, a transformative event crucial to the fate of the kingdom. Yet this honor is also an immense burden, requiring extreme isolation, chastity, and a void of personal will. Poppy's cloistered existence is one of rigid constraints, enforced by religious and political authorities who value tradition above individuality. This theme explores the mental and emotional toll of living for an ideal one neither understands nor believes in, and raises questions about autonomy and the power structures that enforce obedience. Poppy's internal struggle, her yearning for freedom versus duty, catalyzes much of the character development and drives her to seek small acts of rebellion, such as sneaking out or questioning authority. Her role also symbolizes larger questions about female agency, societal expectations, and resistance to oppressive systems. Secondly, world-building and political intrigue. Armentrout's fictional world is intricate, with a detailed history of wars, gods, and supernatural beings. Multiple factions vie for power. The ruling class, the Ascended, obscure much of the kingdom's true history and intentions, while rebels known as Dissenters and Atlanteans challenge the prevailing order. The kingdom's feudal structure, divided by privileged and commoners, forms a hotbed for unrest. The book carefully unveils its mythos, including rituals like the Ascension, the mysterious nature of craven monsters, and the disputed origins of the Ascended. Political intrigue underscores every interaction as conspiracy and tension bubble beneath the surface. This scaffolding creates a sense of reality and urgency, magnifying the book's stakes and compounding the sense of danger that surrounds Poppy, who becomes a pawn in much larger clandestine games. Thirdly, forbidden romance and complex relationships. One of the most compelling elements is the burgeoning forbidden romance between Poppy and Hawk, her new guard. Their relationship is laden with tension. The rules dictate she stay untouched, and any connection is forbidden. Yet Hawk's presence challenges her sense of self and the validity of traditions imposed upon her. The chemistry between them is electric, sharply contrasting the cold distance of her prescribed role. Hawk acts as both protector and catalyst, forcing Poppy to confront her desires and the lies underpinning her society. Their relationship is not simple. It's riddled with secrets, genuine affection, and mutual defiance of societal blocks. The interplay between vulnerability, attraction, and mistrust mirrors the broader themes of rebellion and autonomy. Their dynamic ramps up suspense, provides dramatic relief, and injects raw emotion, making the romance a compelling, integral force in the plot. Fourthly, personal growth, identity, and defiance. While Poppy starts the novel as compliant and uncertain, her journey is marked by growing self-awareness and courage. The story traces her transition from dutiful maiden to an individual who questions and challenges the status quo. Her empathy and sense of justice cause her to resent the abuses she witnesses, fostering a rebellious spirit that puts her at risk. The brutal realities of her world, loss, manipulation, and violence, push her into situations where she must defend herself and others, continually redefining her boundaries. This arc of self-discovery and empowerment is deeply resonant, reflecting a universal desire to break free from imposed roles and to forge one's own path. By the end, Poppy is not the naive girl introduced at the outset, but someone ready to wield power and stake her own claims, setting the stage for her evolution in the series. Lastly, secrets, revelations, and surprising twists. From Blood and Ash is packed with secrets and jaw-dropping plot twists that upend characters' beliefs and reader expectations alike. The true nature of the Ascended, the origins of the Kraven, and Hawk's mysterious background are only some of the story threads brimming with surprises. These revelations often arrive at high emotional moments, recontextualizing earlier events and forcing both Poppy and readers to reconsider allies, enemies, and the nature of power. The book skillfully balances these twists to keep the narrative propulsive, integrating mystery elements with romance and action. As secrets peel away, motives become clearer, and the boundaries between good and evil blur, enhancing the thematic depth and suspense. This unpredictability is a hallmark of the novel, ensuring constant engagement and an ever-evolving sense of wonder and danger. In conclusion, From Blood and Ash stands out among young adult and new adult fantasy novels for its blend of intrigue, romance, and rich world-building. Readers who enjoy immersive fantasies populated by strong, evolving protagonists and magnetic love interests will find the novel deeply satisfying. The book is especially suited for fans of slow-burn romance, morally complicated societies, and stories of rebellion against oppressive norms. If you are looking for a character-driven story that balances passion with suspense and ancient secrets with modern emotional struggles, this novel will strike a chord. What sets From Blood and Ash apart from others in its genre is the way it delves into the costs of obedience and the true meaning of freedom, personal, spiritual, and political. It prompts readers to ponder their own boundaries, the price of conformity, and the courage it takes to forge a new path. The deeply personal journey of Poppy, intertwined with surprising twists and lush world-building, creates an engaging narrative that stays with you long after the last page. Whether you are new to fantasy or a seasoned reader, this book offers both escapism and insight, making it a rewarding investment for your imagination and your heart. Its continued popularity and devoted fanbase are testaments to its lasting appeal, making it a compelling purchase over countless competitors. If you would like to support Jennifer L. Armentrout, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.